Okay, so maybe to begin with, talk just a little bit the tzadim, the kanu the kanu. I'm kind of my business, but both by Reidif and by Bava Machteres, are they, is it a din of Hatzala or is it a chiv on the Reidif? Either the Reidif, maybe it's both. So I just want to talk a little bit the rise, the kanu the kanu, not to come to anything definitive, first of all, definitive of years hard to come by, and secondly, because really any maskanis are going to have to come out of engaging with the. And this Omer, there's a lot of rias, lakana, lakana. Let's just talk about a little bit the tzadim. We'll assume for the time, we'll assume to start with at least, that the Reidif and Bob Machteris is the same shaila, it's the same nidim. Is it din that you're allowed to kill the Reidif because of the Hatzalas HaNidah? Or is it just a chiv misa on the Reidif? So, to start with, on the one hand, on the Mishnah Ayin Gimel, Elisha Matzil Moisim Ben Ashram. So Rashi says, Matzil Moisim Ben Avera. So the Pashup Shah in that Rashi is that he's kind of all of the things in the Mishnah, he's kind of also Reitzeach, one of the things in the Mishnah is Reitzeach. And it sounds like Rashi's saying that the reason why you kill a Reidif, one of the things in the Mishnah is a Reidif HaKhaver L'Hargoy. And it sounds like from that Rashi that the reason why you kill the Reidif is L'Hatz L'Oysim in Aver. So that's already only, that's a Chiv on the Reidif, not really, but that's all the Sanhedrin. But the Reidif is about to do an Aver, that in order that to prevent him from doing the Aver, we're Mechayet in Misa, or we're Danim in Misa. Chiv the Reidif, meaning there's a din misa on the, maybe chiv is maybe not exactly the precise word, but it's a din misa on the Reidif. L'hatz loisim in Aveir. On the other hand, Rashi himself, on Aram, here in Ayin Beis with Beis, Rashi says about halfway down, when the Gemara is talking about above Machteres, that Shar Kol Odom is also allowed to kill her, not only the Bala Bayis, but Shar Kol Odom also. So the Gemara says, because we learn that from a Pasuk, but the Kamash one of the Pasuk is, it says in the Gemara that he's a Reidif. So Rosh Hashanah is Kamash Malon. The Yibam Masel is Kamash Malon. The Kevan that Liskei Nefoshes that Liskei Nafshis Yisrael also Roidefu V'Nitin LaHatzila LaBalam Bayis B'Nafshis Olzeh. So there, already Rashi uses L'Choral Mishkel. The Loshan is taken from the Mishnah Elushim Matzila Noisim B'Nafshim. But here Rashi renders it Matzila Nisa LaBalam Bayis with the Nirdof B'Nafshis of the Bov Machteres B'Nafshis Olroidef B'Nafshis Olzeh. So that Rashi already. First of all, it's a steer in Rashi. It's not a problem. But the component from this Rashi is mashmah, but the din of Hatzolas, the din of Reidif, is because of Hatzolas HaNidav. So, you know, how are we going to deal with that? From the din of Kimli Drabne, the Mishnah says, Shibra Sechobis is Potter. Reidif has din of Kimli Drabne, at least Bob Machteret says din of Kimli Drabne. So a lot of Achayim Medayim. They would want to infer that you see it's a chiv on the Reidif. It would only be a din of Hatzolas HaNidah. It's hard to imagine that that would pater him from Omen. The Ptur, the Patism from Omen is a chiv miso or a din miso. So there already, that would seem to be an indication that that Reidif is at least partially a din a chiv on the chiv on the Reidif. On the other hand, from the din of Yochel Hatzila Becha Mehevar, of Chaim says in Sefer, and Hilchos Reitzeach, this is Rav Chaim's raya that Reidif is at least partially built on Hatzolas HaNidav. Rav Chaim brings a raya from the din of Yochel Hatzila Becha Me'evar. It will be din on if we achiev misa on the Reidif because he's Reidif HaChaver LaHargoy. So what's the difference if Yochel Hatzila Becha Me'evar or not? He's the same Yochel. He's the same Reidif HaChaver LaHargoy. Mitzad the Reidif is the same thing. So from the fact that there's a din of Yochel Hatzila Becha Me'evar, Rav Chaim says that's a raya that it's Mishum Hatzolas HaNidav. Yeah, he's loading on that raya. Even if it would be a din on the Reidif, lahas loisim and avera, I could also hear lahas loisim and avera, and there's no other way to be masculine from the avera. So I'm not so clear to be aware of that the strength of that raya. The kapan of Asher Chaim is a raya, and it's a din of Hatzolas HaNidav. The chol is also a very strong raya from the Gemara Yuma. Gemara Yuma that behe when it says where do we know pikuch nefesh doicha Shabbos? Well, pikuch nefesh doicha Yisurim. So the Gemara has various answers to various Tanan gave different answers. Rabbi Shmuel said, we learn that from Bob Machteres. You see from Bob Machteres that Pikuch Nefesh, the Teich Yisur, the Seich Yishvich HaZdolim, the Lachas Kama V'cham, the Teich Adar Yisur. So that seems to be a clear raya that it's a din of Hatzolas HaNidav. The other man, maybe it's not Mukhuch, maybe you could say that's only the Havim in the Gemara. The Gemara in the Maestro Teich that raya, the Gemara Ashkechon, that's not a Pikuch Nefesh, the Teich Yisur, the Teich Yisur. Over there, Bob Machteres is a vada, because the hazoka in the maimed atzmi on the money, it's a vada. So maybe we could. So the Gemara is doicha the raya. So maybe we could learn pshat from the Gemara's tchila. that if it would be a din of pikuach nefesh, if it would be a din of atzalas and neidah, it would be enough to have it misaf. The fact that you need a vada is because you have to have a chiyuv and the roidav. Chiyuv and the roidav has to be a vada chiyuv and the roidav. So maybe we could read into that gemara a chazara in this nekuda gufa. Yeah, it's not muchach. I'm just talking through rayas lakana lakana. Again, I'm not coming to any maskanas. There's ways to get out of all these rayas. Just speaking out a little bit the tzadon. From Agamar, you see in Agamar, it's only then. If we kill a Raidif on Shabbos, or at least above Macheres, we kill above Macheres on Shabbos, we have a limud. If Ben Bechol Ben Beshabbos is Domim, Shloshin Rabbim, Ben Bechol Ben Beshabbos, I would have said, Mrs. Basin is not like a Shabbos. So maybe we don't kill above Macheres on Shabbos. That whole Havamina, Chara, Zariah, that the Gemara at least in the Havamina understood that it's a Chiv and the Bab Macheres. If it would be just a Din of Atzolos HaNidah, not a Chiv of the Bab Macheres, what does that have to do with Mrs. Basin? So the whole dimion is l'charei machriach. That it's a chiyuv of the roidif. We're not having minute that chiyuv of the roidif. Just like chiyuv misses based is only we only carry out on Shabbos. So maybe chiyuv of the roidif we also only carry out on chol and not on Shabbos. So maybe chiyuv of the roidif also or chiyuv of the bavim avteres also we only carry out on chol and not on Shabbos. That would seem to be a pretty clear ayah that it's a din of chiyuv of the roidif. Except that maybe we could say that's good for the kamash malon. The kamash malon we do it on Shabbos. And Rashi says kamash malon v'alz pikuach nefesh. So maybe that's the kamash malon. The pasuk is megala since you do it even on Shabbos. That is not a chiyuv of the roidif. It's only the nevat sol. Again, avad not muchach. Just talking out a little bit the tzadik. Also, we have a sugya about hasra. There's a man domed the gemara that roidif needs hasra. It would only be hasra with atshiyata atzmi lemiso. If it would be a pure din of hasra, if it would be a pure din of hatzolus anidah, so why would it possibly need to have hasra? That would seem to be a very strong raya that at least part of the din of roidif, or an essential ingredient of roidif, is that you have to have a din, you have to have a chiyuv with the roidif, with the hasra according to that man domed. Yeah, that's a very strong raya. So the other achayim, some achayim say maybe b'hogu for nechelku. The man domed, you don't need hasra. Maybe that's good for why? Because he also only a chiyuv with the roidif. It's only din of atzala. So even that raya is perhaps not the bottom line. There are those who want to be mechalek between b'hogu feres and roidif. Up now we've been assuming that roidif and b'hogu feres. Again, we haven't come to any maskana. Just set up and just my mechemes room, in a sense. There are those who want to be mechalek in this issue between b'hogu feres and roidif. And maybe a regular roidif is atzolos hanidah. And b'hogu feres, maybe that's a chiyuv on the b'hogu feres, not a din of atzolos hanidah. The peg that they hang that on, two things. First of all, both in the Rambam. First of all, the Rambam who says that Bava Machteres is a Rishus, we have called Odom Lahagre. Both Balabais and Shai Odom, the Rambam says the Rishus Lahagre. So why is it only Rishus? I think the Rambam's the other thing. Why is it only Rishus? It should be a Chiv. To kill a Raidif is a Chiv. The Rambam says if you don't kill a Raidif, you're over Lissam and Otam Riecha. But it's a Chiv to kill a Raidif. That's all I say. How come by Bava Machteres, the Rambam only says it's only Rishus? So now those who want to say that the Rambam held that Bava Machteres really doesn't rise to the level, despite the lashon of the Gemara that he's a Raidif. Gemara's lashon is that it's Kiraidif. That the Rambam was shocked a lot of how to kill him as Raidif. Kamash one, the Raidif. The Rambam's lashon is Kiraidif. Nonetheless, there are those who want to say that the Rambam held that it's not really the lashon Kiraidif, I don't know, but that it's not like a Raidif. A Raidif is Atzolos HaNidif. Here, the Bava Machteres doesn't rise to the level of Atzolos HaNidif. It's only Hashem Soifei. The Nidif not yet in peril. Not yet for Sakana. So therefore, it's not Tatzolos HaNidif, it's just a Chiyuv, it's just a Chiyuv on the Roidif. And that Chiyuv on the Roidif, it's not like a Chiyuv, is based on where they have to kill him. It's a Din Misa on the Roidif, that Ein Leidomim, that he's a Gavik Thayel, and you're allowed to kill him. But just you're allowed to kill him, so Rishus Lohargoy. But not a Chiyuv, because not Tatzolos HaNidif. Such a theory in town. They also want to pin it on the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, very striking Rambam Taka. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvahs Essay, Reish Lametes, the Rambam says it's a Mitzvahs Essay, Lodun Dine Ganav. The mishpatim of a ganav, and the Rambam says, what are the mishpatim of a ganav? That he's chayav kefil, and that he's chayav dalad v'hei in some cases, and that he's chayav misa if he's above machteres. So the Rambam is minor the misa of above machteres together with chayav kefil and chayav dalad v'hei as the dine ganav. They're all in one mitzvah, lodun dine ganav. That would certainly sound. That certainly sounds like Bob Maferis is a chiyuv misa. It's midine aganav. The same way aganav is in kefil and he has it in dal v'hei. He has a din misa by Bob Maferis. He has a din. He has a din misa. Yeah. So in the Rambam, at least. We have the indications. First of all, from the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. Maybe we'll get a little bit more. At least in the Rambam, maybe we'll try to pin some things down. Akoponim in the Rambam, we have, first of all, from the Sefer Mitzvahs, a very strong indication that Bob Machteris is a chiyuv on the Bob Machteris. It's like Kefil, like Dalet Behe, was a chiyuv on the Ganav. So the Misa of the Bob Machteris is a chiyuv on the Bob Machteris, a chiyuv on the Ganav. It's in the same mitzvah as Kefil and Dalet Behe, which is very, very striking. So on the one hand, that clearly says in the Rambam that the din of Bob Machteris is a chiyuv on the Bob Machteris. And from the fact that the Rambam says it's Rishus, so there are those who want to say that it's not Hatzolus HaNidu Tekitin at all. It's only a chiyuv on the Bob Machteris. Maisa, the Brisker of, in Hilchas Gneva, talks about Bob Machteris. It's glad to see the Biskrov. It's a long Biskrov, but half the Biskrov is a Havmin. It's glad to see the end of the Biskrov. It's in, when he talks about Bob Machteris, he's in the Dayak in the Lashon HaRambam. You know, I'll tell you the Shlemus of the Biskrov in a second. But the Biskrov says that even by Bob Machteris, I'll tell the Diak in the Ram, I'll show you in a few minutes. I want to talk to our five persons. But the Biskrov says that even by Bob Machteris, you have both. Now that is the Din Misa on the Bob Machteris. That's true. It's like Kefil and like Dalet Behe. There's a Din Misa on the Bob Machteris. But at the same time, it's also a Din of Hatzolus HaNidov. The Lashon Rishus in the Ram, the Biskrov does not address. But the Biskrov assumes, for reasons that I'll explain to you in a second, that by Bob Machteris, you have both things. You have an element of chiyuv deroidiv, and you also have a din of atzolos hanidv. And this lechayra parallels what Rav Chaim said by every roidiv. Those is Rav Chaim and Zibris Grov. This is what I'll talk to for a minute before we get to the sugya. Just to have this, could I know a little bit well. Rav Chaim and Zibris Grov, I think Bozev and Limer Dalzev, they go together. Each one is a chatzidov, you need both together. The Zibris Grov is in Hilchas Gnev, he talks about Bob Machteris. Rav Chaim is Nuchas Reseach. And he's talking about the regular din eroidif, and particularly the din of Itzi over Esraisha. So the Biskurov says, as I said, that Bob Machteris has both din. There's a din miso on the Gavra, on the Avagana, and there's also a din, there's also a din of Atzolos HaNidov. He doesn't explain so much how they work together, but that lechor is, it has to do with Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says, by a regular right, Chaim Hilchas Ratzeach, we've talked about this with Chaim before. Chaim explains by every right that the way it works is that on the one hand, right starts with Atzolos HaNidov. There's a lot of these side in right is Atzolos HaNidov. The Rav Chaim pins it on the Nev Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivar. You see if it's Yochel, if there's other ways to save the Nidov, then you're not allowed to kill the right. So you see that if you side Hadover, it's a din of Atzolos HaNidov. Yeah, that riot maybe one could argue in the riot, but Rav Chaim takes it as given that it's a din of Hatzolos HaNidov. Certainly, the Lashon Rambam is beferish that way. The Lashon Rambam by Roidif, in Hilchos Ratzeach, the Lashon Rambam is in the Perek Aleph Ratzeach, is that we're matzil the nirduf benafshi shel Roidif. So the first Rambam that Roidif is a din of Hatzolos HaNidov. However, says Rav Chaim, to that there's an objection that ein doich nefesh min nefesh. You want to save the nirdav, but nafshish l'roidav. But the roidav is also a nefesh. So how could it be doich and nefesh with nei nefesh? So without Rav Chaim, we could have said that that's the gzeres hakosov, that we're matzil the nirdav, but nafshish l'roidav. Not the other way around. We don't worry about the nafshish l'roidav. Then we only worry about the nafshish l'nirdav. We save the nirdav, but nafshish l'roidav. But Rav Chaim says, for reasons that will become apparent in a minute, and again we already spoke about it a little bit, Rav Chaim says that really, there really is a valid objection here that ein doich nefesh b'nei nefesh. To which the answer is that in the din of roidif is also implicit another halacha that there has to be what Rav Chaim calls chiyuv deroidif. There has to be a chiyuv misa on the roidif. Because he's a roidif, he has a chiyuv misa chiyuv deroidif. Once there's a chiyuv of the raidif, I don't have to worry about the nefesh of the raidif. So now I could be matzal and nirduf, but nafshi shel raidif. That's how the two things come together. I have a din of hatzolos and nirduf. I have a din of hatzolos and nirduf. That allows me, that's mechayev me to kill the raidif, except that, ein doif and nefesh b'nei nefesh. To that I have to say, no, but the raidif has a chiyuv of the raidif. There's a chiyuv mis on the raidif. So I don't have to worry about the nefesh of the raidif. So melech could be matzal and nirduf, already be not the nafshi shel raidif. That's Reb Chaim's formulation. Reb Chaim doesn't explain, really sort of striking, Reb Chaim does not explain, once you have a din of chiyuv deraydif, why do you have to din it, why do you need a din of atzolos and nidof? Like, why, maybe that's the whole halacha, just chiyuv deraydif, mehecha taste it if there's anything to do with atzolos, we just say in Torah Gilu there's anything to do with atzolos and nidof. Why should I think it has anything to do with that? Because if there's a chiyuv deraydif, for example, what do I care for tziyokh latzil bechem evar? So there's no atzolos and nidof. But kill him anyway, ask chiyuv deraydif. Where Reb Chaim setting it up? Is din of atzolos and nirduf? That's why there's din of yochel atzil lebechem eivar. But for that, it's nechem nefesh v'nefesh. So you have to invoke that there's chiyuv deraydif. Okay, so if there's chiyuv deraydif, so kill him as chiyuv deraydif. Who cares about atzolos and nirduf? Even if it's yochel atzil lebechem eivar, let's kill him as atzolos and nirduf. Let's kill him rather as chiyuv deraydif. So it's very straight. Reb Chaim doesn't say. The pashat the answer is. See in a minute. I think the Biskov is going to take us somewhere else. But the pashat the answer is that says in the pashat deraydif somehow. That the way raidif, that the chiyuv of the raidif only kicks in when you have atzolos hanirduf. When you have the parsha of atzolos hanirduf, so then the Torah said you're allowed to kill for atzolos hanirduf, you're allowed to kill the raidif. How does that work? How are you allowed to kill the raidif? Because the Torah creates a chiyuv of the raidif. But the Torah only creates the chiyuv of the raidif in order to save the nirduf. If you don't need to save the nirduf, then there is no chiyuv of the raidif. The chor b'pshuta, again, Reb Chaim doesn't spell this part out, but the chor, that's the missing link in the Reb Chaim. What does Reb Chaim use this for? I told you that already. What does Reb Chaim use this whole structure for? To explain the Rambam about the Haitziu Bas Reishai. Reishai Rambam. The Rambam says that the Gemara says, Haitziu Bas Reishai, you do not have to kill the Uber because they don't have nefesh b'nei nefesh. But when the Uber is inside, before it's Haitziu Bas Reishai, so then we are mechatkin as a blad in order to save the mother. So most Rishayim learn what happened they don't have nefesh b'nei nefesh because the Uber is not a nefesh. So that's why before it's Haitzius Reishai, the Uber is not a nefesh, so you could kill the Uber to save the mother. After the Uber is Maisius Reishai, so now it's Endech Nefesh for Nefesh. Shrek the Gemara is a Reidiv. Why the Uber is a Reidiv? So the Gemara says, no, he's not a Reidiv, Mishmaya Kirafiba. It's been a Shemaya. That's the Gemara. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that what the Rambam says, Haitzius Uber is Reishai, says the Rambam, Endech Nefesh for Nefesh, and he's not a Reidiv because it's Tibish Alayim, Mishmaya Kirafiba. But at the end, the Rambam himself says that before it's Haitzius Uber is Reishai, then the reason why you're mechatkin as a Uber is because he's a Reidif. Because apparently if he would not be a Reidif, the Rambam held it's also to kill the Uber, because he holds that he is a Nefesh. The Rambam holds the Uber is a Nefesh. Well, I see Mechal Shabbos for an Uber, certainly by Yoshua Lamashbir, we'll talk later on. The Rambam holds the Uber is a Nefesh. So how do you, what's the problem, the Rambam? So if he's a Nefesh, so you have to come out to Reidif, but he's not a Reidif, because Mishmaik are out people. It's a Shver Rambam, it's a very famous Shver Rambam. If he's a Reidif, then you should kill him even after he's Haitzius Reishai. And if he's not a Reidif, then how do you kill him? Kodim Shaitzius Reishai. According to the Rambam, you have to come out the Reidif. So we have Chaim, this is where Chaim is coming to explain. And Chaim says with his Mahalach, he says there's two dinim. There's one din of Atzolos HaNidov. But to that we have an answer, and we have an objection, and Eidoich HaNefesh B'Pin Nefesh. But to which we have to invoke the Chiyuv of the Reidif, that there's a Chiyuv Misa on the Reidif. Mishmaya Karatfiba means that there's no Chiyuv of the Reidif. The Metziah says that there is a redif over here. But since it's Mishmaya Karatviba, it's Tivay Shalom, what the Rambam calls, so it doesn't create a chiyuv on the Reidif, because the Reidif, it's not in the Reidif's hands, it's outside of the Reidif's control. So since the Reidif is outside of his control, it's not the Uber's fault. It's just that. So therefore, there's no chiyuv mis on the Uber. But a matzav of Atzolos HaNidov, the Metziah is a redif, there is. The mice of the Uber is being Reidif the mother. It's not Chiyuv Misa on the Uber. But the Uber is being Reidif the mother. So here it depends. When the Uber was Haitzius Reishai, so he's a Nefesh Shlema. So then we have Endoichin Nefesh B'nei Nefesh. The Uber is no less of a Nefesh than the mother. So how can we matzal the mother, but Nafshi Shal? How can we matzal the mother, but Nafshi Shal Uber? Endoichin Nefesh B'nei Nefesh. And here a Chiyuv of the Reidif you don't have. Before the Uber came out, So yes, the Uber is a nefesh, but he's not a nefesh shleima. He's not chiyav misa for killing the Uber. So it's shvichas domim, but not on the level of a chiyav misa. It's a lesser kind of nefesh. So here, so now we don't have any deichin nefesh mei nefesh, because the Uber is less of a nefesh than the mother. Once the Uber is less of a nefesh than the mother, so then already I can be matzil and nirduf, the nafshi shel roidif, without having to invoke chiyav de roidif. That's what Chaim's plan, how to be miyashiv the Ram. It will come later to sugya. We'll revisit this, but akapanim, this is a very basic in the sugya. Chaim's mahalach in roidif, that it's this combination of hatzolas hanirduf with chiyuv deroidif. Now, it's in this chakira, is roidif chiyuv deroidif? Is roidif hatzolas hanirduf, or is it chiyuv deroidif? Rav Chaim's answer is you need both. You need a command hatzolas hanirduf. You need. It starts with hatzolas hanirduf, but doicha nefesh mnei nefesh. So we have to also have chiyuv deroidif. Kolmer, why do you have to have, once you have chiyuv deroidif, why do you have to have hatzolas hanirduf? Chor, the answer is, well, again, this is part that Rav Chaim doesn't say. This is the missing link that we're providing. That the chiyuv deroidif only happens when you have atzolas hanidim. But anyway, that's how the two things put to come together. And with this, Rav Chaim very beautifully is miyashiv the Rambam about the chiyuv deroidif. The Biskarov, I'll tell you the Biskarov. I know you'll see in a minute, I think, how the Biskarov comes together with Rav Chaim. And I think it's a different take on Rav Chaim also. It's a different missing link in Rav Chaim. What's the Biskarov? The Biskarov is a medayik in the Rambam. By Bob Machteres. Bob Machteres is Perk what? Perk Tess?
Perk Tess.
What? Perk
Tess,
your name. Perk Tess, Allah Chadai. Bob Machteres. Ben Begim, Ben Malayla. The Biskarov is coming to be Yashiv. What he's addressing is the following Rambam. The Rambam paskins by a roidif. Oh, the Biskarov must be in Hilchos Ritzeach, now I think about it. I think Biskarov is in Hilchos Ritzeach, not in Hilchos Neva. The Biskarov is addressing the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Aleph Ritzeach, by roidif. But the Rambam says the following halach. Let's say somebody was Yochel, you have a roidif, and he's Yochel Atzil Lebech Meyabarach. So you know how to kill him. And the Gemara says, "Hariz mischayev benafshi if you kill him." You're not allowed to kill a roidif if there's another way to stop him. Says the Rambam that if you have a, says the Rambam, that nonetheless he's potter. Even though he's a shayfech domim, Rambam says a shayfech domim. If you kill a roidif where you could have been masal meyachem meivarev, you're a shayfech domim. But nonetheless, the Rambam says you're potter from a chiyuv misa. And the Biskarov is addressing why are you potter. If it's Yochel Atzil Lebechem Eivarev, and you're not allowed to kill him, not only are you not allowed to kill him, but you're a Shefech Domim if you kill him. Rambam says, clearly, he's a Shefech Domim, so you should be Chayv Misa too. So where did this Ptur come from, that nonetheless, since he's a Roid of Yipot? That's the Biskarov's agenda, what he wants to be Miyashiv. So he starts, in order to be Miyashiv this, he starts with the Rambam by Bobo Machteres. The Rambam, Perek Tes, Bobo Machteres, says as follows. HaBobo Machteres, Bein Bayoim Bein Belailo, Ein Le Domim, Elim Hargoi Balabais Vishar Ha'odom Pturim. So the first thing the Rambam says is, Bob Machteres Ein Leidomim, if you kill him, you're potter. The Balabais is potter, Shakal is potter. Then the Rambam goes on and he says, Urishus Yesh Lakoy Lohargoi. And everybody is allowed to kill him. Ben Bechaylem Bishabbos. Bechol Misa Sheyechoy Mamisa Shenemer Ein Leidomim. Pek Tibis Gerov. The Rambam is very strange. The Rambam starts off by saying it's a Ptur. And then the Rambam said, Ptur means you're not chayef. Doesn't mean you're allowed to do it. It's a Ptur. Then the Rambam goes on and he says, Urshus yesh l'kol adam l'harga. You're allowed to kill him. If you're allowed to kill him, it needs to be said that you're potter. There's a tension here in the Rambam between saying that you're potter and saying that it's Urshus. And if already the Rambam is saying both, you should say first that it's Urshus. Because that's the primary halacha, that you're supposed to kill him or you're allowed to kill him. Mele, if you say, if Torah gave you permission to kill him, so you're potter if you did. The Rambam should say that first. Yeah, the Rambam says it. You're potter, or reshus yesh bekalva, reshus biyad kol adam lohaga. What do you need the ptur if it's reshus biyad kol adam lohaga? Says the Briskov, and the Briskov is very cryptic. You have to know Rav Chaim to really to. The Briskov is a cryptic Briskov. The Briskov says that apparently the Rambam held that in Ein Leidomim it says two halachas. Let's tell you what it says in Briskov. Then we'll try to figure out what he wants. It says in Ein Leidomim, the Rambam is telling me there's two halachas. Number one, there's halacha of Ptur. That's the Pashut Ein Leidomim that you bought. The Roidif, and the Briskov assumes that Roidif and Bob Machteris are the same thing. He says that by a roidif, if you kill a roidif, there's a ptur of Ein Leidomim. Besides the ptur of Ein Leidomim, it also says in the Pasha roidif that there's a din of Hatzolas HaNidav, that you kill the roidif to be Matzil HaNidav. That's the second half of the Rambam, that Rishus B'yad Kolaz and Lorla. And the Rishus apparently doesn't care about the difference between Rishus and Mitzvah. I don't know why. But it says Rishus means you're allowed to kill him, means you're supposed to kill him. You have a. But the reason why you're allowed to kill him is for Hatzolas HaNidav. So there's two dinim in Ein Leidomim. There's one din that there's the Ptur of Ein Leidomim. That's the Ptur. It says in Mishnah, in the Pasuk, Ein Leidomim. Not Chayim Misa for killing it. That's a Ptur from Chiyuv Misa. And then in addition, there's another halacha of Ein Leidomim that you're allowed, and I suppose once you're allowed, you're Mechuyuv, to be Matzil, the Nidav, B'Nafshi Shel Leidav. He's medayik in this Rambam that there's two halachas, two dinim. Mele says the Briskov by Yochel Atzilu Bechamei Yevorov, you lose the second halacha, you lose the din of Hatzolas HaNidav, because you can save the Nidav in other ways. Bechamei Yevorov, so you lose the heter, you lose the Rishus V'Yakalonim LaHogay, but the Ptur of Ein Leidomim you still have, because at the end of the day he's still a Roidif, and a Roidif has a din of Ein Leidomim that he's potter. So therefore the Rambam Paskin Hilchos Roidif Hilchos Ritzayach. That if by Yochel Atzilu Mechamei Yevorov, you're not allowed to kill him, because you don't have that Tzolas HaNidav. Not only you're not allowed to kill him, but you're a Shaifech Domim if you kill him. But nonetheless, you potter from a Chiyuv Misa. Where'd that Ptur come from? Says the Briskov. From this first halacha in the Rambam of Ein Leidomim, that above Machteris is potter. Ad kan divrei Briskov. Now, at face value, it's very strange. Why did Torah have to give a din ptur? Okay, for a special case, Yochel Atzilu. Where does it say in Torah they stood in him? Torah says by a bob machteres ein leidomim you're allowed to kill him. Why are you allowed to kill him? Latzolas HaNidav. You're allowed to kill him lechatchila. Where is there a gilui that there's another alok over here that besides the heter to kill him, there's also even a case where you're not allowed to kill him because Yochel Atzilu beechem eivarav, but there's also a ptur of ein leidomim. So where does it say in Torah both dinim? By a regular bob machteres you need both dinim. You need the ptur. You have the din of Hatzolas HaNidav. So where do we get this extra din? There's din number one. I'm reversing the order. Din number one. You're allowed. There's a Hatzolas HaNidav. And that's lechatchila. You're supposed to. You're allowed to kill the Hatzolas HaNidav. But somehow in this pasuk it also says that even in a case where you're not allowed to kill him because Yochel Atzilu Bechem Eivarav, for example, but you should know that there's also a ptur. What the Torah is addressing in case Ein Leidomim is like an extra Xeris HaKosov over here, that even if it's Yochel Atzilu Bechem Eivarav, you should know there's also a Ptur. You don't need this Ptur. You only have to pull out this Ptur in the case of Yochel Atzilu Bechem Eivarav, you don't have Atzolus HaNidav. In the case where you have Atzolus HaNidav, why do you need the Ptur? There's Atzolus HaNidav. I need to come out to a Ptur. Very cryptic, but it goes very strange. Is there any thoughts? I mean, I'm sort of springing this discussion. So we have your two things. Let me maybe if I present it this way. We have and by the way, that's the double part. The Briskov and Rav Chaim. No, Rav Chaim and the Briskov is like a. They go hand in hand. The Briskov's not coming to argue with Rav Chaim. Hard to imagine, but he's coming to argue with Rav Chaim. So we have the Rav Chaim, we have the Briskov. And each one is missing, there's a missing link in each one. Rav Chaim, we tried to supply the missing link, but I think maybe now we have to think about it differently. We have first of all, this Briskov. Who says that there's two dinim? We have a din ptur, Ein Leidomim is a ptur. And number two, there's a din of Hatzolas HaNidav. Two dinim in Ein Leidomim. Where'd that come from? Maybe all you have is Hatzolas HaNidav. Who says there's another din ptur when you're not being masculine? You know, when it's Yochel Atzilu Bechem Eivarav, there's also a din ptur. Strange b'skirah. Then we have the Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said that by every roidev, you start with Hatzolas HaNidav. Except that there's a problem in Deich HaNefesh Mili Nefesh, so for that you have to have Chiyuv HaDeroidev. For that kicks in Chiyuv HaDeroidev. So that's how Chaim explains every right. We have Atzelah Sanyiduf, but in Rechem Nefesh Bein Nefesh. So for that we have Chiyuv with the right. So we asked, well, if you have Chiyuv with the right, so why do you have to have Atzelah Sanyiduf? Once you have Chiyuv with the right, why do you have to have Atzelah Sanyiduf? That was the missing link in of Chaim. So I said, you have to say that the Din Chiyuv with the right only happens when there's Atzelah Sanyiduf. When it's not Atzelah Sanyiduf, the Torah didn't say Chiyuv with the right. But let's say that missing link is wrong. Just so that happened for a minute. Can we, and we'll just treat Rav Chaim as missing a piece. Rav Chaim says there's Hadin of Hatzal Sanyiduf, but for that there's Enoch and Nefesh Menefesh. But now we have to involve Chiyuv Deraidif. No, so stop there. You have Chiyuv Deraidif. What do you have to have anything else? Let's just kill him as Chiyuv Deraidif. So that piece is missing in Rav Chaim. Then we have the Biskov. Again, the Biskov said there's two dinim. Very interesting. You have Rav Chaim's two dinim, we have the Biskov's two dinim. Are they the same? Rav Chaim said there's two dinim, Hatzal Sanyiduf and Chiyuv Deraidif. The Biskov says it's also two dinim. Hatzalus and Yeduf and a Ptur. So in Lam is a Ptur. You're a Shefech Domim, but you have a Ptur. So for now we have like three dinim. And that's certainly not manageable. I think the emes of Pshat here is that the Biskov is saying Pshat and Rav Chaim. The Biskov is saying that the Chiyuv and the Reidif is not a regular Chiyuv in the normal sense. Even Rav Chaim loves Chiyuv and the Reidif. The Biskov is saying the Chiyuv Deraidif is not a Chiyuv, it's a Ptur. It's learned out from Pasuk Ein LeDomim. It's a Ptur. So the way it works like this, you have an Din of Atzalus HaNidof. That's says by every right. Kashi Yochani Shalei, okay, not the Barzev. You learn out to Ritzeyach from the Aram Rosso. You're allowed to kill the Raidif. Why are you allowed to kill the Raidif? Atzalus HaNidof. I have an Ein Doich Nefesh Bnei Nefesh. Ein Doich Nefesh Bnei Nefesh. So Rav Chaim answered, what? Chiyuv deraidif. The Rav Biskov is telling me chiyuv deraidif doesn't mean the regular chiyuv. It's not a real chiyuv misa. It's a ptur. There's no chiyuv misa based in for killing a raidif. It's shichas damim, but it doesn't rise to the level of a chiyuv misa. If it doesn't rise to the level of a chiyuv misa, so you have a person who you're not allowed to kill. If you kill him, it's not a chiyuv misa based in. What does that remind you of? A person whom you're not allowed to kill, but if you kill him, it doesn't rise to the level of a chiyuv misa's based on. A treifa, but something that we just talked about. What? An uber by Yulay Yitzchus Reisha. According to the Rambam, you're not allowed to kill him. He's a nefesh. That's Shittas Rambam. The Chaim says the Rambam got it from the fact that Yom Chal Shabbos to save uber. So you see, he's a nefesh. But if you kill an uber, koydim shaitzis roish, you're not chayim miso. So it's a nefesh, but it's not a full-fledged nefesh. And if Chaim said that takes off and doich a nefesh min a nefesh. And doich a nefesh min a nefesh is when they're equal. But if one nefesh is a nefesh shleim and one nefesh not a nefesh shleim, then you know doich a nefesh min a nefesh, and then you could be matzil in the nirduf for nafshi shal roish. So I think the Biskov is saying, the way the two things work together over here is, you have a din of atzolos ha-nirduf. But atzolos ha-nirduf ain't doich a nefesh min a nefesh. So we have to say, Rav Chaim's lashon was chiyuv deraidif, but the Biskov is toning that down. Chiyuv deraidif doesn't mean it's mamash a chiyuv misa. If it would be just if we were real full fledged chiyuv misa, we wouldn't need anything else. It's just kill masas chiyuv misa, not a chiyuv misa. It's a din of ein le'damim. Ein le'damim is a ptur. You're not allowed to kill him; just as the ptur. But it makes it that it's not an nefesh shlema. Once he's not an nefesh shlema, so now I'll say tzolus ha'nirduf. I could kill the deraidif because I lose the endoich nefesh and nefesh, because I could save a nefesh shlema at the expense of a nefesh and a shleim. And that's how the two things go together. So now I need both. I need the din of tur, because otherwise, how can I ever say the nirduf, but nafshish l'roidif? The roidif is also a nefesh, and doich a nefesh min a nefesh. So I need something to tell me that the roidif is not considered to be a full-fledged nefesh. And that's the din of ein le'domin, that he's not a full-fledged nefesh. But that by itself is not enough, because even if he's not a full-fledged nefesh, that doesn't mean you're allowed to kill him, he's still shayfech domin. Not chayav miso, but you're not allowed to kill a nefesh ein shleima. You're not allowed to kill a uber according to the Rambam. So you're not allowed to kill a. You're not allowed to kill a. Why should you be allowed to kill a roidif? The Teretz is atzolus hanirduf. That we have the other din of roidif, that for atzolus hanirduf you could save the nirduf, but nafshi shel roidif on condition that the nafshi shel roidif is a lesser nefesh than the nafshi shel nirduf. How does the nafshi shel roidif become a lesser nefesh than nafshi shel nirduf? Because of the ptur of ein le'damim. Or in the case of an Uber, even without that, because the Uber is a lesser nefesh. think that's how the Rambam and the Biskrov, now they're the Biskrov is a parish, and it's very I don't know why I didn't tell us all this, the Biskrov, but I think the Biskrov is a parish on the Rambam and Rav Chaim, sort of explaining Rav Chaim, because the Biskrov on its face made no sense. There's a din of Hatzolos HaNirduf, but it also says in Torah there's a Ptur. Where does it say there's a Ptur? There's Hatzolos HaNirduf, Mechatesim is a Ptur also. Torah says, because without the Ptur there will be no din Hatzolos HaNirduf, because Endoich HaNefesh Mnei Nefesh. So to get out of Endoich HaNefesh Mnei Nefesh, you need to have a Ptur, that the Reuter should be a lesser Nefesh. And that's the Pshat and Rav Chaim. Chiyur Reuter doesn't mean a regular Chiyur Misa, it means a Ptur. So Mele, together I have a Ptur and I have Hatzolos HaNirduf, together I have a whole Pasha Reuter. Mele says to Biskrov, but what if you have Yochla Tilu Becham Eivar? So then you lose that solus anidov. That's a test kind of case. When you have a yochel atil becham evav, you lose that solus anidov. So what remains? Just the ptur. So that's the Rav Chaim. That's the Rabbah. That if it's yochel atil becham evav, you're shayfich domin. But you're potter from chiyuv misa based on because you have the ptur of enle domin. That's Rav Chaim and the Biskrov together. I think it's a very big rabbi. Like I saw people matzich and the Rav Chaim and people are like grappling with the Biskrov. I think the two together, that's you have to look at them together. Together it's a whole sheet.
That you said is a tour for Yusuf Beit
Din. Right.
It sounds a little bit like it's a little higher than Ishmael.
Yeah, but it's still a lesser nefesh, like over also.
So you want to say that in the case of Bamater, it's still higher than Ishmael?
No. Bamater is have Atzolos HaNirduf. So Atzolos HaNirduf allows you to be doich nefesh ben nefesh. Because for Atzolos HaNirduf, for Atzolos, but nefesh shleim, you're allowed to kill a nefesh shayna shleim. But by Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivor, we don't have Atzolos HaNirduf. So then what do? You kill the nefesh shayna shleim. It's like killing Uber. What's killing Uber? The Ram holds the Ram sheet is that that sheet is dumb. The Ram sheet holds that sheet is dumb. They hold the Uber is not a nefesh. The Ram is that's Yochel in this. But the Ram sheet is that the Uber is a nefesh. And but nonetheless, allowed to kill him as right. What kind of right? The right of Atzolos HaNirduf. Not the chiyuvah right if you don't have. The ptur right if you don't have. You don't need the ptur right if. You put her anyway because he's uber. It's very beautiful. The Rambam by uber comes out. The Rambam by uber is mamish the din of the Rambam by uber. It's mamish. It's what you get in the din right if after the din right if by a regular right if and the din right if by uber, the mamish the same thing comes out. Because if you only had the Rav Chaim without the Biskrov, so the din of the allowed to kill uber like is very different than the din you allowed to kill a regular right if. A regular right if you're allowed to kill because he has chiyuv the right if. And Uber doesn't have chiyuv the right if. Some shmaya karatvi, but why are you allowed to kill an Uber? It's like a different mechanism. Tzolos HaNirduf, you're allowed to kill a right if as long as there's no endoich nefesh be nefesh because he's a lesser nefesh. Like, okay, that's like a new invention of the Rambam. After the Biskrov comes out, no, those are the same dinim. Every right if works that way. Every right if, you're allowed to kill the right if for the Tzolos HaNirduf, you're allowed to kill the right if. But why are you allowed to kill the right if endoich nefesh be nefesh? Because the Torah said Eilei Domim that he's not chayiv misa. There's no chayiv misa for killing the right if. But mainly he's a lesser nefesh, and now you could be matzil the nirdif and not shul right if. Well, that's exactly what happens by an uber. An uber is to begin with already a lesser nefesh than no chayiv misa. To start with, there's no chayiv misa for killing an uber. So an uber starts off in the same situation that every right if is in, that he's that there's no chayiv misa. He's not a full fledged nefesh. So mainly now you can kill him. You're allowed to be matzil the nirdif. But nafshay shall right. Even though you don't have the new ptur, you don't have the ptur of enli domim because mishmaik or atfiba. I don't need the ptur of enli domim. I have the ptur of being an uber. So the Rav Chaim himself comes out better this way. That the case of uber is exactly analogous to the case of to every right. Uber is mamish like a regular right in structure. He's no chiyuv misa. He has a ptur. Merely you can kill. You can save the nirduf. But nafshay shall right. I think there's another Rebbech in this Biskrov. And that's Chapit the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma wants to learn how Pikuch Nefesh and Kolot Harikulah from Baba Machteres. Rabbi Shmuel. And claim it had. Rabbi Shmuel learns out Pikuch Nefesh from Baba Machteres. Madach, we allowed to be Shefer Domen for Pikuch Nefesh. So Achaz Kama V'chama that Pikuch Nefesh Dachat Leipa Adar Yisrael. And the Gemara is only Dachat because it's Ashik Chavad they suffered Minola. But the basic reasoning the Gemara doesn't reject. So the Shaila is Manashach. Why do I ask Manashach? What's going on in that Gemara? Especially, like let's say in Rav Chaim's terminology. Where's Reisha? Monashach. Stam is they. How can you kill? You're telling me the heter to kill a roidif, to kill a bob machteres, is aspikuch nefesh. What happened then? Doch a nefesh and a nefesh. The roidif is also a nefesh. So he also has a pikuch nefesh. So it can't be a regular heter pikuch nefesh. Elamai says Rav Chaim. What's Rav Chaim's answer to that? Chiyuv the roidif. But the roidif has a chiyuv misa. Well, if the roidif has a chiyuv misa, then killing him is not an iser. So how do you learn out from here that pikuch nefesh doich yisurim? Pikuch nefesh doich yisurim. But how do you know? Maybe Kuch Nef is not the Chisurim. But here you're allowed to kill the Raidif because killing the Raidif is not an Isser. He has a Chi of Misa. Killing a when Basin kills a Chais, a Val Imai, they're doing an Isser? They're doing a Mitzvah. He has a Chi of Misa. So what does Gemara want? How can the Heter to kill a Raidif be a Mokka for? Be a mocker for Pikuch Nefesh and Kalatar Kulam. We want to learn that Pikuch Nefesh Doichi Yisurim. Over here, Monashach, if killing the Raidif is an Isser, then I Doichi Nefesh and Nefesh. Elamai, killing the Raidif is not an Isser, says Rechaim, Chiyuv the Raidif. Chiyuv the Raidif, so then it's not an Isser. So where's the. So there's nothing to do with Pikuch Nefesh. It's not an Isser in the first place. So what's going on? Very strange. You know, if we didn't have Rechaim, and we'd say, no, it's a din, you kill the Raidif, but not Shishul Midif, because the Torah said that even though one's an Nefesh, another's a Nefesh, but that's the thing in the Torah, that you kill the Raidif, you kill one Nefesh, since he's a Raidif, you kill the without Rav Chaim, I would have said, that's what it says in Torah. Yes, killing the Raidif is a Raidif Tzicho, but the Torah said, for that Shalas and Nidif, you do a Tzicho. Right, then I would understand the Gemara Yimah. But Rav Chaim said, that's not the Malach, because Ein Doich HaNefesh and Nefesh. Rav Chaim's whole Malach is that really Ein Doich HaNefesh and Nefesh is really a bar to have Shalas and Nidif. And we have to come out to Chiyuv the Raidif. No, so you have to come out to Chiyuv the Raidif. Again, as I said before, if you have to come out to Chiyuv the Raidif, then killing the Raidif is not Osir. So how can this be a Mokhi that Pikuch Nefesh Doich Yisur? The Fila Nusach of the Biskrov is very good. Chiyuv the Raidif is really a misnomer, even though it's Rav Chaim's language. Not really Chiyuv the Raidif. It's the Ptur of the Raidif. A Raidif is not, there's Ein Loi Domim, there's no Chiyuv Misa for killing the Raidif. But that doesn't mean it's not Shvichas Domim, it's a full-fledged Isur of Shvichas Domim. A full-fledged Isur of Shvichas Domim. So how do you allow it? Tell us, Fatsolus and Yirduf, you're allowed to be over and the Isur of Shvichas Domim. Oh, so that's already a right. Pikuch Nefesh Doich Yisur. So I think the Biskrov is a Rebach in that Gemara too. Okay, that's Rav Chaim in the Biskrov. It belongs in a way more to the sugya of Heisi Ubers Roisha, but it's just I want to be able to reference these things as we go through the sugya before that. So I thought it's good to lay this down now. Yeah. Again, the issues in general is no. You know, this is the Rambam. Rav Chaim in the Biskrov. Maybe that's like a definitive shot in the Rambam. I mean, closest we're going to get, but the other Rishonim, we don't know for sure what's going on. Is it Atzalas Hanidah, Chiyuv HaDeraydah, both, all these things are up for grabs. So let's see the Gemara, let's see Tosis. We were in the Tosis. Kamba Avala Ben. Right, the Gemara is steering the Pesukim. Mizorach HaShem HaShalav. There's two ways to read the Pesuk. Ein Lei Domim, Mizorach HaShem HaShalav, or in Mizorach HaShem HaShalav, Domim Loi. So which one is it? The Gemara says, Kamba Avala Ben, Kamba Ben Alahav. The Bayavala Ben, Rashi Loshen is, the Bayavala Ben, the Vad, Torah is Megala, that even though we don't know, Torah is Megala, Vivada is coming not in the skin of Foshas. And by Ben Alav, even though we don't know, we don't have any outside information, but Torah is Megala, that Avada, a Ben Alav is coming in the skin of Foshas. That's what Rashi's takes. So Rashi's take seems to be that everything's Avada. After the Pasuk, everything's Avada. There really is no Sophic. Everything's Avada. Avala Ben is Avada, he's not coming in the skin of Foshas. Ben Alav, Kol Shekin Shakalodim, it's Avada that he's coming in the skin of Foshas. So Taisa calls the Gemara in Psochem, the Beis and Beis. The Gemara is a pasuk. The Or Yochem Etzech. The Gemara is talking about what does Or mean? Because it's only a doubt. Baikin Sachametz. What is Or? Is Or night? Is Or day? So the Gemara said that's the Gemara is talking about various pasuk. So it's the Or Yochem Etzech. Yiktal Oni De'Evyan. So Gemara says, oh, the Or Yochem Etzech sounds like Or means night. Gemara says, no, not a raya. It means in Bor Lachem Milsek in Ohera Hargeil v'Malav Al Targeil. You're allowed to kill this Bob Machteres. If it's poshut, you he's coming on this kind of poshut. So what that is bor lecha kashemesh, la'or yochem asechem pshitu lecha milsek kenahira. What's called pshitu lecha milsek kenahira that he's coming on this kind of poshut? So Rashi says ben alav is pshitu lecha milsek. He's coming on this kind of poshut. Pshat and Rashi's poshut. The poshut over there, I think the Ram over there explains that he's based in Agamar. The Torah is megala that there's a vada that by a ben alav there's a it's the vada that is coming on this kind of poshut. That's the chazok. The Torah is megala that there's a chazok of a that is coming in his skin of foshes. So that's called the pshitul chamilsuk nahir. The pshitul chamilsuk nahir is the chazok. The Torah is megala that is coming in his skin of foshes. And if it's abshitucha miskinahara, that's avalabe. Even though Aval Ben Lachor is also pshitu kinahara, but it's pshitu kinahara the other way. Aval Ben is also pshitu kinahara, he's not coming on the first. Okay. So Taisus asks, he says, what do you mean? Pshitu lach milsa kinahara? By a Ben al-Av, you don't need pshitu lach milsa kinahara. Even stomach, you can kill him. You can kill him even stomach. So that's not pshitu lach milsa kinahara. You don't need pshitu lach milsa kinahara. Allowed to kill him, stop. So Taisus is fakir. The Gemara is talking about Aval Ben. And pshitu lach milsa kinahara, if you know for a fact, outside information, that he's coming, he's going to flush his target, but stop now. So that's a clear way this Taisus want from Rashi. What's this? What do you mean, stam? Because Torah is Megala, it's a valid. Torah is held that a Ben Alav, that's not called Pshitulach Milsa Kinahara, because you're allowed to kill the stam. Obviously, Rashi's response is, as I said before, that's not called. The stam is the reason why you're allowed to kill him, stam, is because Torah is Megala, that he's Vada coming in his skin of fashes. That itself is the Pshitulach Milsa Kinahara. The Pshitulach Milsa Kinahara is the Gilead Torah that he's coming in his skin of fashes. And I'll tell you a raya. This chazok that you're allowed to kill him is b'toyer's vada, not b'toyer's sofik. How do I know? This halacha, the Torah said you're allowed to kill above machteres. Is it b'toyer's sofik or is b'toyer's vada?
Mar yuma,
perishing lot. Mar want lunaf mipikuf nefesh b'shmol. And the Gemara said no, kulis lo pircha, because ashkechad vada. Gemara said that's a vada. And Gemara says why is it vada? And Gemara brings because chazok in my b'dalas ma'el ma'maynoi. And so the Gemara is the Beferish that the Bava Macheres is a Vada. So Rashi's right. That's called a Vada. So a Vada is Pshitulach Milsa Kinahara.
So I totally agree with everything that Rabbi's saying. It's just I still understand where Tosis is coming from, because the Gemara, the Losh of the Gemara Misachim, is a contrast between Pshitulach Milsa and Stekulach Milsa. So if Pshat and Rashi was like,
I'm saying good one. Maybe Tosis was bothered. That could be. Maybe Tosus was bothered. The Lashon word Pshitulach Milsa Kinahara really could mean two things. It could mean Pshitulach Milsa Kinahara Mikayach Techazaka, but the Tosus Megala Chazaka what he's coming to do. Or Pshitulach Milsa Kinahara could mean I have independent outside information. Al Mishkol Agamar says in Zorach Hashem Shalov. Zorach Hashem Shalov means that if you have outside information, by a Ben Alaav, if you have Zorach Hashem Shalov outside information that he's not coming on the Nefashis, then you don't kill him. And by an Avala Ben, Stomi is coming, he's not coming to kill. But if Zorah, if you have outside information that he is coming to kill, then you are allowed to kill. So Zorah Hashem Shalom means outside information, not the information from the Chazok itself. And Rashi's learning that Pshitulach Milsa Kinahara is different than Zorah Hashem Shalom. Zorah Hashem Shalom means outside information. Pshitulach Milsa Kinahara, over there in the Gemara Psachim, that refers to the Gedir, the Av, Mikayach, the Chazokah. So he's saying, Taisus is asking, how can you read the Gemara that way? The Lashon Gemara is if it's Pshitulach Milsa Kinahara Hatargeu Veim Lav. I got the Lashon Gemara exactly. I forgot what's the Lashon of the Hemshich. Pshitulach Milsa Kinahara Hatargeu. Is it to say Veim Lav or to say Misapkulach? Okay, good. So it says Veim Misapkulach Al Targeu. If it means the Yedir that comes from Kerech the Chazaka, then there is no Misapkulach. Because that's what Rashi, at least Rashi says by us, that even Avala Ben is a Yediyah Vadois. It's a Chazokah. It's a Chazokah both ways. Rashi, each one is a Vada. So Tari says maybe it was Mechir from that. But the fact that the Gemara talks about a Yediyah versus a Sofik. There is no Sofik. A Koch of Yediyah over there means independent Yediyah. And Sofik means that there is no independent Yediyah, all you have are the Chazokas. That could be. I had a vort once upon a time, many when I was a bacher like your age. We were learning psachim, we were learning this ahead. I had a vort. Yeah, I remember David Shuster liked it. The Gemara says in Amud Aleph, come out like this. Yeah, Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, Pshitulach Milsa Kinahara, the pasuk over there, the Or Yochem Ritzach, is less than the Mizorach Hashem Mishalov. Because in Agamar, Mizorach Hashem Mishalov means independent, you know, information. Verified, definite information. Whereas, La'or Yochem Ritzeach means the Yedili Hamikoyach the Chazok. The idea of having Kodesh Chazaka can be trumped by outside information. That's what it says in the Agamah. What's stronger? The idea of the Chazaka or the idea to get from outside information? That's what Farish in Agamah. The outside information is stronger. And Avalim, the Chazaka is not coming against the Nefashis. But in Zorach Hashem and Sholem, if you know outside information that is coming on the Nefashis, Hageo. So the outside information is stronger than the idea of the Chazaka. According to Rashi, Imzor Hashem Shalom refers to Chazaka information. Forget, Imzor Hashem Shalom refers to what? An Agamara. Zor Hashem Shalom means the Chazaka information or the outside information? The outside information. Whereas Le'or Yochum Ritzeah is talking about the Chazaka information. And the Chazaka information is less than the outside information. So it comes out that Le'or Yochum Ritzeah is less than Imzor Hashem Shalom. According to Rashi, according to Taisa, though it's not the way. La'or Yaakov, the Pshita Lech Milsa Kenora is identical to Mzorach Hashem Shalom, it's not less. It was referring to the same independent outside information, the stronger information, not the idea of the Chazaka. So I said the Golashi Tosam, because the word there in Amar Aleph has, when it's dealing with all these psukim, they say the word or, the word is another pasuk, La'or Baiki Yizach Shemesh. It's another pasuk, La'or Baiki Yizach Shemesh. So the word says, oh, La'or Baiki Yizach Shemesh, sounds like or is day. So the Gemara says, no, it means something else. It means La'or Baiker Yizrach Shemesh, that Ke'or Baiker Ba'olam Hazeh Zrichas Shemesh L'Tzadikim Ba'olam Haba. So Mechalkes Rashi tells you what that means. Rashi says it means La'or Baiker L'Tzadikim Ba'olam Yizrach Shemesh L'Tzadikim Ba'olam Haba means that Or Baiker is Alois HaShachar and Zrichas HaShemesh is Nates, and that La'osu Lovoi Alois HaShachar will be as bright as Nates. Taisus learns no. La'or Baiker means Chatzais, and Yizrach Shemesh is Nates, and it means that La'asad Lovoi Nates will be as bright as Chatzais. So it comes out that according to Rashi, La'or Baiker is Alois HaShachar, and Yizrach Shemesh is Nates. Nates is brighter than La'or Baiker. So according to Rashi, Zrichas Shemesh is stronger than La'or Baiker. So maybe it's very good. Zvicha Shemesh is outside information, but Le'or Yochem Reitzeach and Shituach Milsuk and Nehira, that's less. That's like Alois HaShachar. That's the information Mikayach the Chazaka, not from the outside. The absolute. You know, you see the Shemesh coming up. But the point of Taisus Faket Le'or Baiker is Chatzais. That's even more than the Nates. So if Zvicha Shemesh and Zorach Hashemesh Olav means outside information, then Le'or Baiker, which is Chatzais, you know, Le'or Yochem Reitzeach and Shituach Milsuk and Nehira means Chatzais. Chatzais is even brighter than Nates. So the Rachas Kama V'Chama, that means outside information. Which stims the L'Shitos. Yeah, okay, that's a Vettel. Nice, a Bar Medina Medina. The Chayro, when all is said and done. Yeah, maybe there's nothing else going on over in these days. The Chayro, my Haragosh was that when all is said and done, Taisus holds that the chazokas that we have in our sugya are not called pshitulach milsa kenayr. Bottom line, after all the bufulim, it says in places that the idea that comes out of the chazoka itself is not pshitulach milsa kenayr. Pshitulach milsa kenayr is a idea from the outside. The idea they have in perek the chazoka is not called pshitulach milsa kenayr. She's allowed to kill him because it's a chazoka, but it's not pshitulach milsa kenayr. I thought that means, yeah, maybe it's not mufuch, especially after these people, but maybe Taisus holds that the idea, this chazoka that we have, you lie to kill Avalab, Ben El Av, you lie to kill him, because it's chazoka that he's coming on the skin of Foshas. What level of idea is that? Is that a level of idea that would ordinarily be good enough for Dinin of Foshas? It's not me, it's lacha by itself. The idea that this chazoka generates, that a Ben El Av chazoka is coming on the skin of Foshas. Is that a level of idea that would be maspid for Dina Nefashis? Or is it some lesser level of idea? But the Torah said that by Bob Machteris it's enough. I don't know. My feeling was that Taisus is learning the second way. If it would be a level of idea that's strong enough for Dina Nefashis, it's not for Dina Nefashis, this level of Chazok will be strong enough, then that's Pshitulach Milsa Kenayr. What's the problem? That's called Shiviluch Milskin Milskin Aharati between the Baalis and the Fashis. You know for sure with a level of Bure that's normally masked for the Indian Fashis. You know that he's coming out of Skin of Fashis. What's the one from Rashi? All right, so I have a bilpul with the Lord Baker, and you have a good chat also with the Alderachav Shat, which is bothered by the Mesapical of Milso. Where's the Suffolk? So maybe this is maybe not a writing word. But, you know. Actually, what I said is a pilpul. And the Mesapel of Milsa Tais doesn't really quote. I thought the pashtus from Taisus is, without it being Mukhuk, that Taisus held that the Chazaka that Agamar is talking about is not a real idea that will be masked by Din and Fashus. And therefore, it's not called Chitulch Milsuk and Nahir. It's a new, it's a Kosov. It's a kosher that by above machteres this level of chazaka you can kill him in the base of this chazaka. Now it's not so far away from the Rambam if we're going to accept that Fikiyam's deacon the Rambam that above machteres only rishus. I mean only rishus. He's a roitif. Why is it only rishus? So the Fikiyam says the Rambam held that above machteres doesn't rise to the level of being a roitif. So that's a kosher. You heard the Torah say daitoy. You know he's in the end he's going to kill the balabais, but it's not yet a real roitif. So I'm not equating places in the Rambam, but I'm saying maybe al derech it's exactly a kosov. On our own, we wouldn't say that that we know for sure he's coming. Aliskin nefashis. The Torah said exactly a kosov that above machteres. Torah said exactly a kosov that above machteres. We assume he's coming. Aliskin nefashis. But it's exactly a kosov. It's not an exactly a kosov megala that you can assume that he's coming. Aliskin nefashis because there's a rationale. It depends ben al av al ben. But at the end of the day, it's not a regular idea that would hold up in court in other contexts. It's a special din only by above machter. So you said that's not called shituch milsuk nahar. Shituch milsuk tachit nav shituch milsuk nahar. It's an umdano that he's coming. Aliskin nefashis. Sorry, was megala on the base of that umdano by above machter. He kill him. It's time as a mechatesa. I'll tell you maybe exaser glayim adoli. There's a tesefta. We've looked at this tesefta, but we got sort of bogged down in it. The Tesefta says in Perek Yudalef Halacha. The Tesefta starts off first by discussing what's the din of a suffix. You have a bomach teres. We don't know if he's coming aliskin nefashis or he's coming aliskin mamon. But we grappled when we were learning it before Shabbos. You know what's the case of a suffix? It's never a suffix. It's ben al av. We know one way. If it's av al ben. We know the other way. What's this case of suffix? So I'm not really sure what the case of suffix is supposed to be. Although maybe it's a suffix. I don't know if he's av or ben. It's dark. I can't tell who he is. Maybe that's the suffix. Later there. But first, that's the first thing in Tesefta. It says it's a suffix. You don't kill him. You suffix, you're not allowed to kill a Baba Machter. That's the way it says in Tesefta. On the bottom, one of the Mepharshim wants to make here, maybe it says you do kill him. That's a Shaila. But it's a Shaila not quite altogether. What's the name of a suffix, right? But let's take the Tesefta as written. You're not allowed to kill him. You suffix, you're not allowed to kill him. Then the Tesefta quotes a pasuk, a drasha, which is not the Baba's drasha. We don't have this drasha in the Gemara. It's a new drasha. It says, "Imzorcha Hashem Ashalov, ain le domim loy," which means "Imzorcha Hashem Ashalov, you're not allowed to kill him." Tesef the Dashins, if he's like the Shemesh is Sholem Lakol. I was talking about before Shabbos. I was looking for the quote, largesse universal like the sun. You can look it up. The Shemesh is Shalom Lakoil. So if he's coming like the Shemesh, Shalom Lakoil, then you're not allowed to kill him. He's not coming aliskin nefashis. That's called he's coming. I mean, he wants to steal me, but it's called Shalom Lakoil. He's coming b'shalom. It's a new drasha. He's coming b'shalom, you're not allowed to kill him. The lashon of Tesefta is. It's also like this. Abob Mechteres. In Bola Arig, Matzil Mesib Ganashu. Little moment ain't matzilim esib nafshi. Sofek bolarik, sofek bol little moment ain't matzilim. Shenemar, imzor Hashem eshalav damam loy bichiolav bevad chomer zerachas. Ela valay al kalaylam kula he zerachas. Ela mazrichas Hashem eshu shalom loylam. Abze kolz man shat yedeya she shalom hemenu ain't matzilim esib nafshi. If you know that he's to shalom, you're not going to kill him. So what's the tesef to bring this drasha for? Is it bring the drasha for the case of sofek? Doesn't make any sense. The case of sofek, tesef they said you're not allowed to kill him. Now you have a drasha that says that if you know that it's shalom, that he's coming b'shalom, then don't kill him. That sounds like, but if you don't know, then you do kill him. Tzara'ilistoi. I think that's maybe one of the why the Magi on the bottom wants to change the Gersa. That misafik you don't kill him. You know, that misafik you do kill him. And that's what it's saying. Misafik you kill him. Because the Torah says only if you know for sure he's coming, b'shalom. We have the Gersa, you know how to kill him. So I thought the oil, I think it was from China, like, the drasha is not for the case of Safik. The drasha is going back in the beginning of the Sefer. The first halacha began, if he's coming, all his kin of fashas, kill him. If he's coming, all his kin mum, and you know, then don't kill him. And then what's with the Safik? Safik is misafik, so how can you kill him, misafik? But the shenemar is not going in the case of Safik, it's going in the etzim din. That how do we taka know that you're only allowed to kill him if he's coming, all his kin of fashas? Torah says he's above machteris, maybe he's coming from mum. Who says you can only kill above machteris if he's coming in the fashas, not above machteris if he's coming on mum? So that's the drasha. If he's coming b'shalom, I mean, he's not coming violently. He wants to steal, but he's not coming with violence. Coming like the shemesh, then I'll target. That's mizorach hashemesh olav domim loy. If he's coming b'shalom, then you're not allowed to kill him. If he's coming for violence, then you're allowed to kill him. So it says in this Tosefta that there would really be without exeris hakosuv to be a havmina that every bov machteres, even if he's coming aliski mamon, you can kill him. And he's not coming from the nefashos at all. Because exeris hakosuv you're allowed to kill bov machteres. So now it says exeris hakosuv is not there. You're only allowed to kill him if he's bov aliski nefashos. But maybe it's not so far. Maybe Tosis tells even after the Xeris HaKosuv, you're only allowed to kill him when he's coming Galiskin Nefoshes. But it's still Xeris HaKosuv that above Machteris is different than a regular person. This special, because he's above Machteris, he's more. You're more able to kill him than a regular person because he's above Machteris. So if he's above Machteris, I would have had a Havamin even at Domim. Maybe the child's like this. What's the Havamin at Domim? You're allowed to kill him. What's the Havamin? You can kill him even if he's coming Galiskin Domim. Aniski Momin. He's coming Galiskin Momin. What's the Havamin? They say maybe it's Hamim Zeres Hakosuv. So I do not like him that the Hamim was even if he's coming purely on this moment, it could happen that he'll kill you. It could happen; things could go wrong. Even in a case where he's not coming on this moment, some case, whatever, Avalabet, he's coming only on this moment. I can imagine that nonetheless he's putting you in jeopardy. You never know. A guy comes into your house. You never know what could happen. You're going to pull out a gun. He'll pull out a gun. So I would have thought maybe every Bav Machteris there's a possibility, even if it's remote, that it's kind of comes into Foshes. And maybe you should be allowed to kill him. Comes along. Yes, Yitzhak sent me a very good quote from John Locke, I think. It was very good. How much about this? To find it. This not good. This makes it lawful for a man to kill a thief who has not in the least hurt him nor declared any design on his life any further than by the use of force to get him in his power to take away his money, because using force where he has no right to get me into his power, let his pretense be what it will, I have no reason to suppose that he would take away my liberty would not, when he has me in my power, take away everything else. It's a good quote. Every bomb machteris, you never know. A guy's willing to be a bomb machteris, so maybe he'll kill me. So the Torah says, no, that already not. Mizorach Hashem Sholov, if he's coming not ostensibly for nefashos, Torah was not matter. It's not matter. It's only if he's coming on this game moment. But who says, if he's coming on this game nefashos. But even if he's coming on this game nefashos, doesn't mean you need the level of beer that you would need for a normal dean of nefashos. It means if there's a presumption that he's coming on the skin of fashas, then already the Torah said, you know, if it's more noted that it's a violent situation, that he's coming on the fashas, so then already you're allowed to kill him. But it's a level of beer that's enough to tip the scale by bon machteres. But it doesn't mean it's not a full-fledged beer. A full-fledged beer is Zorach Hashem Shalom. You know, that's outside information what he wants. That's Zorach Hashem Shalom. That of course always works. But the chazokas over here, ben alav, aval aben, it's enough to make him into a bava machteres. So Tosfos says that's not called zorach Hashem shalom. And maybe it's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that it's a vada. Rashi is the chazok here is a vada. And that's called the oryokum etzech. Rashi calls that's called pshitulach milsuk nahar. A ben alav is pshitulach milsuk nahar because the Torah said there's a vada that is coming. Alis kinef fashos. Ignore yumus pashos that it's kinef vada. That's true. Ignore yumus sounds like it is a vada. I thought that's why our gosh over here in Tosis. The Tosis held, I can't say for sure, maybe Tosis not coming from that. But our gosh was that Tosis held you don't need a Yediyah Hadas. You need a snapshot of Chumil Sukanahir. You need enough. The Torah said, okay, that triggers that he's a Bob Machteris. Once it triggers that he's a Bob Machteris, the Torah said, Tzalocha, now he's considered to be a right. But it's a Chiddush Din in a Bob Machteris. Because, you know, he would deprive me of my liberty, he would deprive me of everything else. So he was coming, I'll just get a flush, so the Torah said, you're radical. Okay, what's happening?